Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. How do you deal with stressful situations so you don't freak out or have a ton of anxiety and fear leading up to them? Because maybe you have a big public speaking engagement coming up, or maybe you have that test at school coming up, or maybe you're about to have that difficult conversation with somebody that you've wanted to say something to them, but you've been holding back and you know it's gonna freak you out when you go to tell them the truth. Whenever we're in situations that we know are going to bring us stress, it really is on us to prepare our absolute best so that A, we deal with them well and we can actually enjoy the experience or go through the experience without freaking out, but B, we don't freak out the energy of everybody else, right? Because in all of the storms of life, it is our job to be the calm amid the storm. If you don't anticipate the emotions that you're going to have in stressful situations, I promise the situation is gonna win, not you. So always anticipate, okay, this is gonna be hard. This conversation, this test, this day, this thing, it's going to be hard. Anticipate, it will be hard. Now, who has gone through it before, who I can ask how they dealt with it? That's the first strategy. Second strategy, I need you to make a pre, during, and post stress management plan. If I'm gonna go have that difficult experience in my life, I'm gonna plan, really plan, the day before, the day of, and the day after. I'm really gonna think through it. So let's say you're gonna have that difficult conversation with somebody you love. Okay, the day before, I'm gonna say, okay, well, the night before,
I'm going to ask myself these questions. I'm going to rehearse it a little bit. The morning of, I'm going to breathe. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to visualize it going just fine. Everything's going to be fine. If they say this, I'll say that. In other words, I'm going to role play it in my mind over and over and over again during the day. And then afterwards, oh, how would I follow up with them to make them feel good? I think it's incredibly important that if you know you have something stressful coming up, that you visualize it over and over and over again, that you play it in your mind over and over and over again. But here's the difference, okay? Fear-mongering or worrying is thinking about it and seeing it go bad every single time. Visualizing is seeing you show up confident, capable, doing a good job. Confident, capable, doing a good job. I want you to every single time, visualization should be a positive thinking exercise where you're seeing the situation and you're seeing yourself handle it well, but you're also noticing the things that are difficult. What if they say this or what if they say that? And you're kind of like scenario planning. If she says this, then I'll say that. If he does this, then I'll do that. But keep the momentum going and visualize the thing all the way through. Almost everything you do in your life, you should think, how do I enroll friends or find peers to do this with them so I stay on the journey? When you have friends or others involved, we know from social sciences that you're more likely to stay committed, stay consistent, and succeed. But guess what? We're in a society of selfies where we only think of ourselves and we only, like, because we're scared to ask for help or be vulnerable and say, I don't know, we do everything ourselves. And everything I ever do, I literally sit down, here's my goal list. Anytime I write down goals, I don't just write down, when's it gonna happen? What's my next step? You know, what's the deadline? Instead, I also write next to it and I say, who can I enroll with me on this goal? Get people enrolled with you in your goals, get people enrolled with you so you can role play with them, ask, participate, go through it with them. It's not so scary. I know you know this if you've ever been to like the county fair. I'm from Montana, so we always have the county fair, and there would be these big, huge, scary rides when I was a kid. I never went on a ride by myself as a kid. Never once. I'd go grab my buddy, I'd be like, hey, you're coming on with me. He'd go, what are you kidding? I'm not gonna, he didn't wanna go, I didn't wanna go. But when we said, let's go together, we got on that zipper, we got flipped around and kicked around and we loved it. And we only did it because we did it together. You will face greater stresses and greater fears when you go at it together. There's another level of life experience available to you when you prepare, when you think things through, when you challenge yourself to be your absolute best, when you show up each and every day and you say, I'm gonna be vibrant today, I'm gonna be connected with other people, I'm gonna make a difference. I'll see you next time. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it,
It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.